Once again, the fragile peace agreement in Northern Ireland has been saved from the brink of collapse. A deal has been reached to keep the power-sharing government that was a crucial part of the Good Friday Peace Accord 12 years ago. The issue this time was local control of law and order. And as NPR's Rob Gifford reports, it took 10 days of round-the-clock negotiations to reach a compromise.
There have been many hold-ups along the blood-stained road to peace in Northern Ireland, but this one was particularly problematic. The issue of devolving control of policing and the courts to the local government in Belfast, which is now made up of politicians from both sides of the divide. The pro-British Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP, had stalled on the issue, and Sinn Féin, who want a united Ireland, had threatened to resign and bring down the Belfast government. At the 11th hour last night, a deal was reached. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and his Irish counterpart Brian Cowan stood beside Northern Ireland's First Minister Peter Robinson of the DUP as he declared that policing and justice powers should be devolved from London to Belfast by April the 12th.
This is a good day for Northern Ireland. No future generation would forgive us for squandering the peace that has been so long fought for. Today's agreement is the surest sign that there will be no going back to the past.
Who controls law and order in Northern Ireland has always been a crucial issue. In the past, the mostly Catholic nationalists accused the mainly Protestant unionist-controlled police of oppressing them, and they demanded local accountability. Many unionists have now balked at the idea of seeing former leaders of the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, who'd spent years trying to kill British policemen and soldiers in the province, having a share of power over the Northern Irish police. Today's announcement means that one of those IRA leaders, Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness, who's now Deputy First Minister, will have exactly that power.
I and my Sinn Féin colleagues are utterly determined to continue to work in good faith and with a good heart with our unionist colleagues. We signed up for agreements on Good Friday and here again today. And I said in the course of the plenary, which has just finished, that this could turn out to be maybe the most important agreement of all.
Gordon Brown agreed that this piece in the devolution jigsaw puzzle could turn out to be as significant as the first agreement on Good Friday 1998. British officials said that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had been an important behind-the-scenes influence in reaching today's agreement. And in Washington, Secretary Clinton said she saluted the negotiators' achievement.
We recognize that a new chapter of partnership among Northern Ireland's political leadership and people can now begin. And I'm confident that the people of Northern Ireland will make the most of this moment.
The British and Irish Prime Ministers said Secretary Clinton will preside over an investment conference to be held in Northern Ireland later this year in the hope that creating more jobs through more investment can persuade the last holdouts on both sides to drop remaining opposition to power sharing in government. But this is Northern Ireland and feelings still run very deep. Jim Allister is leader of a group called Traditional Unionist Voice who oppose working with former IRA members.
Every piece of legislation, every major spending decision from that Justice Department now has to pass through the terrorist inclusive executive, where Sinn Féin hold a power of veto. And remember who these people are. These are the people, the godfathers of the organisation which murdered policemen and judges in this country for decades.
So one more hurdle surmounted on the road to continued peace in the province. But with the unionists determined that today's agreement won't lead to a united Ireland, and the nationalists determined that it will, this likely will not be the last hurdle to be encountered. Rob Gifford, NPR News.